no discussion, no explanation, nothing. Because she is giving a hint to Muhammad in the story, because Rumi wants to talk about something else. What? It was loud and clear that there is another kind of cloud, other kind of sky. What was the cloud here? The cloud was not a very likable one here, because it's not cloud over there. It's translated cloud, but it means the dark kind of cloud that brings the rain with. That kind is called sahab. That's sahab. Is it? I saw that cloud, that dark rain bringer, full of thunder.
Like a thunderhead, thunder cloud. Here.
Thunder cloud, yeah. You could say thunder cloud. See? That thunder cloud is not this kind of cloud, and that sky I'm talking about is not this sky. We use all of this physical existence as a reference point to the subject we want to talk about. Because, as my teacher said, Hakim Sanayi said, Asman has dar velayat jan, kar farmay asman jan, dar rah rooh pastubara has, kuhay buland darya has. That guy had explained in that book, my teacher, remember, he said, there are different kind of rains, there are different kind of the vast Sahara, there are different kind of skies. Don't limit yourself to existing dimensions. There are extra dimensions here. We are going to talk about different skies, different kind of rain, different kind of existence. Like what you find in your dream, imagination, or non-existence. We'll talk about that next time in Shalom's. Let's see what we're talking about today. You see, the harp player is waiting for us. We know that the story is this. He said, for so many years, you have been like a piece of stone. You want to pull everything together and be yourself and be in control. For a moment, try the other stuff. This is the message of the story. The harp player has played his music to please the people. He said, this is the only time when there is no mushtari, or there is no client here. He will go somewhere else and will play for him. And he's asking us to do the same, right? Meanwhile, the guy is waiting over there, the story. He went to explain a lot of stuff. First of all, explain what the music means to him. Because we're talking about the harp player. Who is your harp player? You could say, I don't have any harp player. You do. You have a harp player. You have someone in you who plays the different melodies, who will create a lot of songs in you. That one is the guy who is going around and trying to please the people. You do everything so that the people around you will like you. So this is what you do. Your entire life, you play the music to please the people. Try to play some melody to please Haq. And see the difference. There are, okay, said the Salih now. First of all, there are several kind of music. This music I'm talking about is music that the realist people, they don't hear it. But we do. This melody is mainly coming from above. Where could you see it? Oh, this melody has been played for these people, saints, who are being transformed. Look at the saints. What are they doing? What are they doing? their internal life, they are going around and calling people to come to this garden. They are the flowers who are carrying the scent of the beauty around. You know that this beauty has a scent in it. Why beauty is important to us? You remember? Why beauty is important to us? Oh, you shouldn't forget this. Write it somewhere. The only thing we know about the apple is that the apple is beautiful. That's the only thing we know. And we start from there. Because beauty is what we are talking about. And the beauty comes from the source of beauty. You know what happened? Do you remember our story? The beauty inside, beauty by nature, is eye-catcher. We say that the beauty of Creator jumped out just to manifest itself. Therefore, everything is here. Right? And God looked at it and saw the beauty. So he wanted to go in it. It was impossible. So he made us in his own image to go in that beauty. That's why beauty is important for us. And he said, look at this beauty. This beauty, as skeptics, did you know that? I said, there is no beauty. We look around and what we see is ugliness. Of course, because they're looking for that. They have that physical eye of this small intelligence that is looking to non-existence. They are not seeing well. Change the way you're looking around, then you will see that that is it. And no matter what the blind people will say, that beauty is grown up and is being around, unveiling the truth, unveiling the beauty. This is what's happening. If you want to know it, you should familiarize yourself with another kind of sky, another kind of existence, because that's what it is. And that another kind, you will see it when your intelligence will submit to your heart, when the Aisha will cover his her head under the cave of Mana. That's the way it will happen, and we'll come to explanation of that next time, inshallah. So let's hear it. From lines. The story of Balar, that's very sorry. جان کمال است و ندای او کمال مصطفی گویان ارحنا یا بلا ای بلا افراز بانگ سلسلت زندمی کندر دمیدم در دلت زندمی کادم از آن مدهوش شد هوش اهل آسمان بیهوش شد مصطفی بیخیش شد زم خوب صوت شد نمازش از شب تعریض بود سر از آن خواب مبارک بر نداشت تا نماز صبح دم آمد به چاشت در شب تعریض پیش آن عروس یافت جان پاک ایشان دست بوز عشق و جان هر دو نهانند و ستیر گر عروسش خواندم ای بی مگیر از منوری یار خاموش کردم این گرم مهلت بدادی یک دمی میگوید به روح این عیب نیست جز تقاضای قضای غیب نیست عیب باشد کو نبیند جز که عیب عیب که بیند روان پاک غیب عیب شد نسبت به مخلوق جهول نی به نسبت با خداوند قبول کفر هم نسبت به خالق حکمت است چون به ما نسبت کنی کفر آفت است ور یکی بودی ور یکی عیبی بود با صد حیات بر مثال چوب باشد در نبات در ترازو هر دو را یکسان کشند زان آن هر دو چو جسم و جان خوشند پس بزرگان این نگفتند از گزاف چشم پاکان عین جان افتاد صاف گفتشان نفسشان نقششان جمله جان مطلق آمد بینشان جان دشمندارشان جسم است صرف چون زیاد از نزد او اسم است صرف